Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, Serena Williams is soaring. She's reached the semifinals at the Australian Open, finishing off the UK's Johanna Konta today with a hard serve up the middle.
Strong stuff from Serena at the finish.
And with Serena's win, there are some interesting statistics. She makes it three American women in the semis, including her sister Venus and Coco Vandeweghe. That's the first time that's happened at a Grand Slam since 2002. And there are also now three women over 30 in the semifinals, 36-year-old Venus, 35-year-old Serena, and 34-year-old Mirjana Lucic-Baroni. Pam Shriver has thoughts. She, of course, the International Tennis Hall of Fame member and ESPN commentator who knows from which she speaks. Pam, how unusual is this for American women?
Well, so unusual. It's been well over 10 years since it's happened. No surprise that the Williams sisters are two of the three. I mean, they have been the mainstay for American women's tennis for 20 years. And then you throw in also Coco Vandeweghe with her tremendous athletic background, and then, frankly, a Cinderella story with Lucic-Baroni back at a major for the first time in almost 20 years, and she has had at times a tragic, sad story as her father's abuse took toll on her career and her really affected her life in a horrible way. But now she is back, and it's really a fantastic lineup of semifinalists.
Well, and talk about the age aspect, because as Serena says, no matter what happens, someone 34 or older is going to be in the final, and that's just great.
Well, this has been the growing trend the last few years as players have managed their careers for longevity, and it makes sense from a financial standpoint. They figured out how, with the help of physical trainers and better nutrition, and you put all that in, I think Roger Federer and Venus have been the best examples that, you know, you can just make this career high quality well into the mid-30s, and now we'll see who can push it towards 40. I mean, it is possible. As Ken Rosewall showed about 25, 30 years ago, you can do it.
Yeah. Well, but talk about the men. Why is it that American men are so underrepresented, you know, in the final stretch of these competitions? What's going on?
I think a lot of us feel that there's other cultures in the world where tennis is not only more important in that country, but also maybe the culture, it shows a little more tough love when they train their young athletes. Is it possible here in the United States that our young people are just coddled a little bit too much versus Spain's one example? Their last 15 years has been really incredible. Nadal's led the way. I mean, there's nobody tougher than Nadal.
That's a little smackdown there from Pam Shriver.
Well, just my truth.
Yeah. Pam Shriver, ESPN commentator, 2002 inductee into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. Of course, you know, just a terrific player herself. Who do you think? Serena Williams facing Lucic-Baroni, Venus taking on Coco Vandeweghe. Who do you think?
Well, I picked Serena before the tournament. Certainly not going to bail now. But I think Coco-Venus semifinal could be really fascinating. I'd be surprised if Serena isn't meeting one of them. Serena will be in the finals.
Can't wait. Pam, thanks so much.
All right, thank you. Have a great one.